Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Michael Stollard is here, too. Mike is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the co-founder and the president, CEO of E Pluribus Partners, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's the guy who helps us understand what we have to do to get our employees to act like us, to be engaged, to be glad they're be happy to be at work, to look forward to going to work, and to be excited about what they accomplish. Right, Mike?
Yes. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome back. You've written some things recently about, I was telling the audience in the previous segment about how the way to get our people, our team, our internal customers to act like us, to be engaged, to be glad they're here and look forward to coming and excited about their accomplishments, is it's our responsibility to create an environment and a culture that promotes that, right?
Well, it's absolutely right, because you know there are primarily three types of cultures in businesses. There's cultures of control, which I probably don't need to say any more than that. We all know what that is. There's cultures of indifference, where people become so busy that they really don't take time to build esprit de corps and a sense of connection and team. And there's cultures of connection, where you feel a sense of connection to the group, you know, and you find a lot of small businesses that have great, almost family-like cultures, where, you know, I think of our good friend Jack Mitchell, who you know.
Yep.
And Mitchell's, Richards, you know, they're outstanding.
The clothing folks over there, up there in your part of the world, Connecticut. And also Long Island and San Francisco. He'll be proud of me for that.
Right. Yeah, good memory. But, you know, their philosophy is we treat customers like, or employees like family and customers like friends.
I've been in his store, as you probably have, and I'll tell you what, you can cut the employee engagement with a knife in the Mitchell Richards operations.
Yeah, it's you know, they really do walk the talk. So you see it in their stores, and they have great relationships with customers. You just see how connection is a competitive advantage for their business.
But you've boiled it down to six elements, six major human elements that need to be in evidence to accomplish that, right?
Yes. Yeah. You want to run through them?
Yes, sir. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Okay. Well, the first is respect. I find a lot of leaders are, you know, you get some leaders who, they don't want to confront people who are disrespectful at time. Or, you know, there are people who work for them who kiss up and kick down. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just job one is to make sure you deal with people who are being disrespectful, okay? And then secondly,
so
a lot of leaders...
Slow down. So let's talk about what that looks like. What does that respect look like? Because respect is the you know, it can either be respect in the terms that we like it, right? Meaning I respect you, you respect me, or as you say, it could be disrespect. The main thing is that there is a healthy level of respect in the environment, right? That people are not allowed to be disrespectful. That if there's a difference, of opinion, or if there's some adjustment or some correction or something has to be done differently, somebody needs to have, maybe, you know, discipline or whatever, that it's done, all that's done with the right amount of respect, right?
Right, that they're not doing something to put others down, whether it's a comment or, you know, being passive-aggressive, where they're intentionally ignoring people, games people play.
Right.
That's all disrespectful behavior. And that ticks people off, so you can't thrive or be enthusiastic or energetic when you have that kind of
activity. I think some managers, Mike, think, well, I respect my people, I'm respectful, but they might not be diligent about getting, you know, helping to get rid of, make fostering an environment where the people who report to them are not disrespectful. I've seen that. I've seen really good people, really good business owners who had disrespectful people working for them.
And you know, so I've seen great leaders who, quite honestly, there are some people around them who are just brilliant at kissing up and kicking down.
Right. Yeah, and so you can't have that, folks. That will not foster engagement. All right, what's next?
The second one is recognition. I find there are a lot of leaders, through no fault of their own, I would add, they just have a blind spot with this, that, you know, they're perfectionists, they focus on getting results, and that's good, but they need to develop a habit of recognizing people when they're doing good work, you know, where they're really showing
catch them doing something right.
Hard. Absolutely, and make sure you say something or handwritten notes or just make sure you affirm that, because that's important, and people need that. If they don't have that recognition, it drains energy out of them over time.
When you're doing MBW, every small business should either is or should be doing MBWA, right? Management by walking around. And when you do that, if you're on a mission or if you're just literally strolling around, you should when you start doing that, you should say, I'm going to look for an opportunity to recognize someone if they're doing the right thing. What do you think? Even if it's just a pat on the back, hey, good job, or thanks for a good job, whatever. It doesn't have to be a big deal, right?
It really doesn't. It's very simple. It's just starting to build the habit of doing that. And when you do it, you will see results. It energizes people. They want
I can remember, Mike, I can remember decades ago a boss looking me in the eye and saying, good job, Jim. I remember that moment. That meant that much to me at that time that I still remember it after decades.
Yeah.
How about that?
I see employees who even they have notes from the boss that they've kept. Things like that really make a difference. And I want to emphasize that it's a need, not a want, because when we don't have that over time, we start to dysfunction. Just as human beings, we need that.
It's part of our nourishment, isn't it, as professionals? All right, can you cover belong before we go?
Sure. Belonging is just a sense of connection to other people is really important, because biologically, when we don't have it, our bodies dysfunction. We go into what's called stress mode, and then blood, glucose, oxygen goes to the heart, the respiratory system, the thighs. The body's getting ready to fight or flee because it's feeling stress. And it denies those same resources to the brain, to the memory. As changes happen in a matter of hours when people are under stress. So we need connection to reduce stress and get us to operate on balance.
And make your employees feel like they belong. One little mechanical thing I like as far as belong, Mike, is whenever you can, whenever it's appropriate, get the employee a business card, even if they're not part of the sales team. What do you think about that?
Way to affirm them, too, to recognize them.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.